Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Monday the 15th of August, the Assumption of Mary, body and soul, into heaven. Today the Church invites us to think about Mary, the Mother of Jesus, by hearing Luke's account of Mary's great prayer, the Magnificat, where Mary says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Saviour, because he has looked upon the humility of his handmaid." Humility is the key to Mary's holiness. In her prayer today, Mary praised God, not herself. She saw herself as the Lord's handmaid, a humble servant of the Lord, and said, "The Almighty has done great things for me." Our gospel today begins with Mary, having heard that Elizabeth was pregnant, setting out quickly to go and help her, to serve her. And she did that despite being pregnant herself. We see Mary's humility when she was asked to be the mother of Jesus and said, "I am the servant of the Lord, let what you have said be done to me." We see Mary's humble service of others at the wedding feast in Cana, when she asked Jesus' help for the newly married couple by doing something about the wine running out. Mary knew how to be silent and how to reflect on life. After the birth of Jesus, Luke tells us, Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Treasured and pondered them in her heart. As Jesus was growing up in Nazareth, Luke again tells us how Mary stored up all these things in her heart. We see her beside the cross, silently standing with her son. After the resurrection and ascension, Luke tells us, Mary joined in continuous prayer with the apostles and the other disciples. Mary was humble. Hers was an ordinary, simple life, much of which was lived in the home of Nazareth. As far as people could see, Mary was an ordinary wife and mother doing what ordinary people did. For the most part, nothing seemed extraordinary. No doubt, as for us, one day was much the same as the next. That life, however, was lived by a humble woman who had great faith and trust in God, who knew her need of God, and God did great things in her. Mary challenges you and me. She challenges us to ask ourselves, am I humble? Or am I proud? Do I look to be special, to be recognised? Or do I see myself as a servant for others? Serving others in word, thought, and deed. Do I fill my life with noise and doing things? Or do I know how to stop, be silent, listen, and think about my life in my heart, ponder on my life in my heart? Once on this feast, Pope Francis said, "We're on a journey. Pilgrims travelling home. Today we look to Mary and we see the finish line." He says, "This gives us comfort and hope on our pilgrimage here below. We're on a journey, pilgrims travelling home. In Mary we see the finish line." Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary assumed into heaven, pray for us. Mary assumed into heaven, pray for us. God bless you all.